Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Yahweh's Covenant People on Eurofolk Radio. Today is March 16th. Actually, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. I don't know why they had the St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago last Sunday, since tomorrow
because
is St.
Chicago. That's
yeah, Want to get it in while it's nice and cold. Let me see if I can bring Greg Howard in here. And I just had his name on the screen, but. Let's see. Oh, okay. It's ringing.
Greg Howard.
Yes. It's ringing. I see Press TV was trying. Oh, it says user not online. So
not online.
Yeah. So he'll have to call in. I just talked to him a couple of minutes before showtime. But anyway, we are on the air according to...
Finally.
Yeah. Took us a while.
Yay!
Attempted to try to do it with the new computer, but it's still not working correctly. So fortunately, we got the backup going here. Okay, so let me see. The 2nd Esdras, chapter 9, verse 26, I believe.
Yeah, I've got everything ready right here, brother. No problem.
All right, so I'm trying to get my,
What headaches, man.
Yeah,
what headaches.
Yeah, these computers, you can't live with them.
I got a phone call from some Negress salesman trying to get me to get television with my internet. And I said, ma'am, I don't want television. Blah, 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 ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't want television. Blah, 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 blah. Ma'am, I never watch television. I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't like sports. I don't like what's on there. It's of the devil. I don't want television. No, 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 no. Understand? Stop
blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Very much. You know, what part of no don't you understand?
Right? Yeah, well, I think they're deaf. You know, sometimes they pick up one of these business calls.
Is that Eli breathing? It might be. Are you running a hot mic or something?
Maybe I am. I just switched to the second computer, and I'm trying to.
Could be me.
Yeah. Well, we. Yeah, we. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good. I'm off the rails.
Yeah, right.
I'm watching all this goofy news and the murder of that Egyptian girl over there because she looked white.
Uh huh.
And 10 of them beat her to death, and they didn't treat her right at the hospital, and she went into a coma and died. And the Egyptian embassy is going nuts. They're demanding some heads be rolled.
Where did this happen?
They know now that I will say that for the Muslims, they know how to deal with crime. They cut your head off.
Right.
No repeat offenders, no jails. Real simple.
Right.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Whack.
Well, it's funny that the liberals want to bring more Islam in there. They don't have any mercy on shoplifters and homosexuals.
Queers? Yeah. Oh, they hate queers.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, buddy.
It's amazing that the libtards don't know that. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So, all right. I guess, Greg, if you're listening or if you're around, you're going to have to call in because I tried to bring you in, and I only get one chance. So, Pastor Steve, you want to bring us up to speed here, 2nd Esdras chapter 9, I think verse 26?
Magnification glass here because this is small.
Okay.
Print. We left off in verse 25 of chapter 9.
Okay.
And Esdras was worrying about those that are there's going to be more who perish than those who will be saved, as a wave is greater than a drop of water. And Yahweh says, well, you know, that's just how it's going to be. Well, we see that today, don't we?
That's right.
Many are called, but few were chosen. How many people will actually set aside the world and follow Yahweh?
Almost none.
Okay. Well,
is it less than 1%?
That's why we are called a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
We are the remnant, and we notice the faithful listeners here in the chat room. I'm following the chat room, of course, because they have changed their lives and are following Yahweh.
Amen.
And that's what Yahweh wants. He doesn't want a bunch of long-winded prayers and a dog and pony show up in front of a bunch of people. You know, oh, praise to God, I'm saved. I'm born again. Well, yeah, why? Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
so.
He wants his chosen people to come to him and worship in truth and live the way they worship. That's the whole thing. It's doing it, not just saying it.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people out here have trouble. They're in the world. They can't. The guy was told by Yeshua, sell all you have and follow me. And he walked away because he had many possessions. Well, that's the problem with the world. They have many possessions. They're stuck on their stuff.
Right.
They worship stuff. And they're not going to change and come over to Yahweh because stuff isn't going to save you. It's hay and stubble. It's going to burn up. And the ones that worship the stuff are going to burn along with their stuff.
All right.
Let's get into this. Yeah. Is the abiding glory of the Mosaic Law.
It's all flammable, too.
Right. That's what it says in this version.
Right.
This
right.
is verse 26 of chapter 9 of 2nd Ezra. So I went, as he directed me, into the field that is called Ardot.
Okay.
Ethiop is the meaning, is in the word Ardot. And there I sat among the flowers and ate of the plants of the field, and the nourishment they afforded satisfied me. Verse 27. After 7 days, while I lay on the grass, my heart was troubled again as it was before. Verse 28. Then my mouth was opened, and I began to speak before the Most High and said, O Yahweh, now they have Lord here, but that's anglicized, churchized.
Oh, okay.
When they translate it, we know it's Yahweh, okay? Oh, Yahweh, you showed yourself among us, to our ancestors, in the wilderness when they came out from Egypt. That's Mitzrayim in Hebrew. And when they came into the untrodden and unfruitful wilderness. And you said, hear me, O Israel, and give heed to my words, O descendants of Yaakov.
Okay, descendants of Yasa. Oh, okay, a quick question here. Seven of None wants to know what the crime was that woman committed, the one who was beaten to death. What country was that in?
That was England.
That was England? Oh, not Saudi Arabia?
She was walking down the street by herself doing nothing.
Oh, okay. So she was guilty of being almost white?
Almost white. And ten of them attacked her and beat her to death.
It was probably a sister of one of those guys, too, and he didn't know it. That's how crazy the world is getting, folks. Absolutely crazy. So she wasn't absolutely guilty of anything. Amazing.
No, she didn't do anything. She didn't even speak to him. She never met him, never saw him before. And she went to the hospital, and the hospital sent her home.
Duh.
And she went into a coma and died. They didn't treat her.
Wow. All because they thought she was white.
Right.
Incredible.
They thought she was a white girl, and beating up on a white girl, evidently, over there is not a crime.
Right. It's sport. That's the latest sport.
And it was 10 of them that beat her.
Yeah. Well, you have to wonder when people are going to start rebelling against this situation here. That's quite incredible. All right. Okay, so please continue here. And, the seed of Jacob, that's verse 30. And here, this is the beauty of the book of Ezra.
The descendants of Jacob, right.
Yes. Yeah,
that's all that these books are for. They're to Jacob,
right.
Israel, and his descendants.
Yeah. It's really obvious that only Israel is being addressed here and no other ethnicity. Okay, back to you, Steve. Verse 31.
For I sow my law in you, and it shall bring forth fruit in you. And you shall be glorified through it forever.
Amen.
Okay? That's...
Yes. At least in the remnant.
On our heart in the last days. It's on our hearts. And we know right from wrong, and some people are just going to choose wrong because they don't want to give up.
It's more profitable. It's more profitable.
Stuff, worshipers that are in trouble. Verse 32... But through our ancestors, but though our ancestors received the law, they did not keep it and did not observe these statutes. In other words, they apostatized. Yet the fruit of the law did not perish. That's what Yeshua said. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away from the law until heaven and earth are destroyed.
Amen.
The law's still here. Heaven and earth are still here. We're to obey the law. But they strain at that. They can't. I'll let y'all nailed to the cross.
Right.
Well, the guy that went up on the cross said it wasn't. So I guess they're calling Yeshua Messiah a liar.
Right.
For it could not because it was yours. The law is ours, is what he said.
That's right.
And only ours. It wasn't given to everybody. It was only given to
That's right.
Israelites.
I mean, it just totally verifies the Old Testament. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Verse 33. Yet those who received it perished, because they did not keep what had been sown in them. Verse 34. Now, this is a general rule that when the ground has received seed, or the sea a ship, or any dish, food, or drink, and when it comes about that what was sown, or what was launched, or what was put in is destroyed. Verse 35, they are destroyed. But the things that held them remain. Yet with us it has not been so. Verse 36, for we who have received the law and sinned will perish, as well as our hearts that received it. Verse 37, the law, however, does not perish, but survives in its glory. Well, so many of us were perishing.
Yes. Yes, we're watching our brethren.
He had come down, and he had to appear in the flesh of a man. Yahshua, meaning Yah is salvation. And he surrendered his life as the Son so that we wouldn't perish. He gave us another bailout, gave us a bailout. If we couldn't keep the law, we could come under the grace of Yeshua. And if we called on his name and repented of our sins, which would have destroyed us, and come back to the worship of Yahweh, he would not see our sins because they would be covered over by the blood of the Holy Lamb.
Yes.
But if you don't repent, doesn't matter whether you're of Israel or not, if you don't repent and you don't change your ways, you have to do it, not just say it.
Yes.
And all this lip service that's going on in these churches is worthless.
It's amazing. It's amazing how many churches teach gobbledygook in the place of Scripture.
They're houses of deception, brothers and sisters.
Yes, they are.
Houses of deception.
Well, verse 37 just sums it up. Notwithstanding, the law perisheth not, but remaineth in force. I have a different version from yours, but it
sorry
says...
Sorry to hear that, sports fan.
Yeah, right. So, and of course, Yahshua confirmed that in Matthew chapter 5, where he says, I have not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill, and not one jot or tittle shall perish from the law until all be fulfilled.
The stuff that was nailed to the cross was the sins of Israel at that time.
That's right. Yeah.
Because Yahweh was going to let them all be destroyed. He was on at the point.
Oh, yeah.
Of wiping them out. Now, they have mistranslated, for God so loved the world. No. If you look up the word that they use for world, for Yahweh so loved his order of arrangement. In other words, his yes. rules on how he yes. set down for creation
mm-hmm.
and how he wanted us to live. He so loved that he had mercy on us, Israel, and
yes.
he came down and manifested himself in the flesh of a man because Yahshua had no earthly father. He pointed the big finger at Miriam and said, Miriam, you're pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Poof, and she yes. was pregnant.
That's
now,
right.
if he can create the entire universe and all of its rules of physics and all these dimensions, different dimensions that are out there that only some people can see partially.
Yeah.
There's so much more we don't know than what we do know. And we are so arrogant in our so-called science. And a lot of the scientists, like Professor Truth, are examining all this other data that shows evidence of different
yeah.
dimensions. Now, because we can't all see it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And it's
right.
not science fiction gobbledygook. That's or gobbledygook.
Gobble up the book.
Got my tongue in front of my
yeah,
eye,
right.
and can't say what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go.
But there's so much we don't know. We always
yes.
try to elevate ourselves to God's status. We are yeah. little children. Deal with it.
Right. And remain humble.
Even those of us that have been around for years and have studied and studied and studied, the more we learn, the more we learn that we don't know everything. We
right.
need to learn more, and we're not going to get that until we are either translated into the new body or we pass on and are resurrected.
Yes. In the meantime, we know what we need to know, and we keep on improving.
We need to occupy until the end, even unto death, because, as the famous actor Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I'll be back.
Yeah, right.
You know,
get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah, right. All right. So... Yeah, very good. So this law has never been done away with, and it never will be done away with, because the universe would not exist without this law.
Heaven and earth, that's all the laws of physics,
yes.
not just these laws, not just the Torah, But all the laws of physics and his rule and all the miracles that he's done miracle in my life. And I'll argue, I'll fight tooth and nail to say Yahweh is doing miracles today. I'm a walking example of that. I was on my way out, and he delivered me from death so I could keep on with this work.
Right.
And he has blessed me. Since I've been out, since I've been faithful, I was praying to him the whole time, calling on his name publicly. Boom. Here I am.
Yes.
What can I say? And I've got new computers. I've got big screens. I've got all kinds of programs. I'm working my tail off for EFR because EFR is the tool that we're using to fight the enemy. And amen. I'm privileged to be part of it. This is the best thing since sliced bread, as far as I'm concerned. And when you invited me,
and I got the butter.
Come on. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yes.
The whole world opened up, and we got all these great shows, and the listening audience is increasing. My site stats on my website are through the roof.
Oh, by the way, since we're at the bottom of the hour, I just want to mention really quickly that the calendar, the Enoch solar calendar, is available for a $20 donation. And we're trying to get credit card activity on the website. We're still in the process of trying to get that done. But if you want to buy it by mail, it's the address is ANP, which stands for American National Publishing, Post Office Box 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. For a donation of $20, you'll get this absolutely gorgeous calendar that Brother Hebert put together. I've got repeat orders from people already who said it's so beautiful, they want more. Okay.
They want to give them as gifts.
That's right. It's absolutely wonderful.
It's the best one that's come out yet. We've got it perfected pretty much.
Oh, yeah. It's just
Pastor Dan said he's got his.
Yes. Thank you.
It's wonderful. So.
Yeah, the layout, the graphics are just it's the prophetic Maseroth is the theme, and the graphics are just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And then the other way to purchase is to go to anglo-saxonisrael.com. That's our sister site, anglo-saxonisrael.com, and we still have a PayPal account over there. If you donate $20 there and just put in the message that you want the calendar, and don't forget to put your address in there. Some people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then Pastor Steve, your two and your Torahs are really starting to sell. Okay.
I'm printing more. I'm trying to keep up with the demand.
Yes. Do you want people to order them directly from you? I still have about a dozen here of the regular Torah, not the pastor's
regulars.
Version.
I'm in the process of doing what I can do. I'm going crazy.
All right. So same thing applies. You can order by mail through ANP, POB 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. And it's $40 for the regular version, $45 for the pastor's version. And you can do the same thing. You can go to ASI, anglo-saxonisrael.com, and order it there as well if you don't want to use the mail.
Or you can go to my website.
All right.
And I will mail you direct. I now have an address that you can write to. It's my website is https, as in sugar, / www.pastor-steve.com, and look, go under items for sale, and it's listed with both addresses. You can send right here to this the office that I'm in here in Lexington.
Yes,
and I will the price mail direct. If you send a personal check, I will wait until the check clears before I mail.
Yes, and the price of the Great Impersonation will be going up. Our production costs have increased dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
$5 per copy. So it's only going to be, I'm only going to charge $3 more for orders. And you can get that also at AngloSaxonIsrael.com. All right. Okay, so let's get back to...
Right. We are at verse 38 of chapter 9. And this is called the vision of a weeping woman.
Hmm. Oh, hey, that, hey, that's great television. It's an Oprah Winfrey show.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay. No.
All right.
The Oompa Loompa show. When I said these things in my heart, I looked around, and on my right, I saw a woman. This is a vision he's having. Mm-hmm. She was mourning and weeping with a loud voice and was deeply grieved at heart. Her clothes were torn and there were ashes on her head. That was the Hebrew way of mourning.
Right.
Back then. Verse 39. Then I dismissed the thoughts with which I had been engaged and turned to her. Verse 40. And said to her, why are you weeping and why are you grieved at heart? Verse 41. She said to me, let me alone, my Lord, so that I may weep for myself and
right.
continue to mourn. For I am greatly embittered in spirit and deeply distressed.
I thought misery loves company.
Yeah,
she said, get away from me. I don't want your sympathy. Right?
I want to be alone.
There you go, Marlena.
Verse 42. I said to her, what has happened to you? Tell me. Verse 43. And she said to me, your servant was barren and had no child, though I lived with my husband for 30 years. Every hour and every day during those 30 years, I prayed to the Most High, night and day. And after 30 years, Elohim heard your servant and looked upon my low estate and considered my distress and gave me a son. I rejoiced greatly over him, I and my husband and all my neighbors. And we gave great glory to the Mighty One. Verse 46. And I brought him up with much care. Verse 47. So when he grew up and I came to take a wife for him, I set a day for the marriage feast.
Okay. Well, we got to go to chapter 10 in my version.
And that's chapter 10 in my version, too.
Okay, chapter 10, verse 1.
But it happened that when my son entered his wedding chamber, he fell down and died. So all of us put out our lamps, and all my neighbors attempted to console me. I remained quiet until the evening of the second day. Verse 3, but when all of them had stopped consoling me, I'll get to that in a minute.
Yes.
I know where you're at. Encouraging me to be quiet, I got up in the night and fled, and I came to this field as you see. Verse 4, and now I intend not to return to the town, but to stay here. I will neither eat nor drink, but will mourn and fast continually until I die.
Mm-hmm.
The evening of the second day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened? So, Yahshua left.
That's right.
He ascended unto heaven. He's no longer with us. And we mourn and are waiting for his return. See, this is mm-hmm. prophetic.
That's right. It's allegorical.
Yes,
right?
It sure is. I had a pet allegorical once, but he bit me and I had to get rid of him. I flushed him down the commode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
So Return not to the city, but here to stay. Well, in what? In the wilderness. Isn't it Revelation chapter 12? And the woman was in the wilderness. Okay. Yes. The wilderness of unbelief is where what it turns out to be now.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And a famine of knowledge of Yahweh. Yes. See, all these things are metaphors.
That's right. That's right.
It's not literal.
And then what was the question that Yahshua asked? When I return, will I find faith in the earth? And I'd say precious little. Precious little.
Well, the remnant's gathering.
Except for the remnant, yes.
According to our site stats, a lot of people are listening, and that's all we ask.
Right.
Just listen and think.
Well, now this is what's going on here, because our people, those of us in Christian identity, and maybe a few outside of identity, but not too many, have real brotherly love for the rest of our race. Okay? And the reason we're doing these shows is to try to wake them up to the fact that if they don't come back into the fold, they will perish. They will simply be burnt in the fire along with the tares. So that's why we're doing these shows, because we love our brethren and want to save them.
We have taken the place vacated by John the Baptist.
Okay.
A voice crying in the wilderness. And if you don't think it's a wilderness out there, you better look around. It's a wild land.
That's right.
No law, no rules.
Yeah, as that lady in Britain found out.
We are crying for our brothers and sisters to show fruits worthy of repentance. Same message that John the Baptist gave.
Yes.
Same message.
Mm-hmm.
Show fruits of repentance. Repent and be baptized and follow Yahshua. Don't follow the world. Well, here we go. Verse 5 of chapter 10. Then I broke off the reflections with which I was still engaged and answered her in anger and said, "You most foolish of women, do you not see our mourning and what has happened to us? For Zion, Zion, the mother of us all, is in deep grief and great distress." That's true Israel. Not the Jews.
Right.
It is most appropriate to mourn now because we are all mourning, and to be sorrowful because we are all sorrowing. You are sorrowing for one son, but we, the whole world, for our mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're sorrowing for Israel today.
That's right.
Please come home. Please come back to Yahweh. For your own soul's sake, please come back. Don't be a goat and get cast in the lake of fire.
Right. So what he's saying to her is, you know, you're not the only one, woman.
Yeah. Don't feel put upon. We're mourning for all.
Yeah, because your son is not the only one that has died. Of course, the metaphor is Yahshua at his death and resurrection. However, the rest of us, there are too many of our people who are simply dead to the gospel. Their spirits are dead. And we're trying. We're waiting for that episode in Ezekiel where the bones come back to life. And the flesh is put back on the bones and the sinews and the organs and the eyes to see and the ears to hear. We're hoping for that day that more and more of our people wake up and join us in establishing, getting
Valley
ready for the kingdom.
Dry bones.
There you go. Yes. Valley of dry bones. Okay, back to
Verse
you, Steve.
9. Now ask the earth, and she will tell you that it is she who ought to mourn over so many who have come into being upon her. Verse 10. From the beginning, all have been born of her, and others will come, and lo, almost all go to perdition.
Wow, almost all go to perdition.
And a multitude of them will come to doom. What are we saying to you out there, you fence sitters?
Judeo-Christians, yeah.
We're not preaching to the choir. We're preaching to the fence sitters right. that haven't made their decision yet.
You got to get a lasso Man. And drag them over to this side of the fence, right?
Aren't you getting splinters yeah. by now?
Yeah, but you might hang a few in the process, right? You got to be careful.
Okay.
With that Verse lasso. 11.
Who then ought to mourn the more? She who lost so great a multitude, right. or you who are grieving for one alone? Verse 12. But if you say to me, my lamentation is not like the earth's, for I have lost the fruit of my womb, which I brought forth in pain and bore in sorrow. Verse 13, but it is with the earth according to the way of the earth. The multitude that is now in it goes as it came. Mm-hmm. Okay, verse 14. Then I say to you, just as you brought forth in sorrow, so the earth also from the beginning has given her fruit. That is...
Adam kind.
They have humankind. It's
Adam oh, really? Kind. I have man in my version. Either way, Adam kind is the correct translation.
Right. To uh-huh. him who made her. Because we're not concerned about the Katsuhundas and the Mabajabas. Right. We're only yeah. concerned with Israelites. Verse 15. Now, therefore, keep your sorrow to yourself and bear bravely the troubles that have come upon you. For if you acknowledge the decree of Yahweh to be just, here we go, you will receive your son back in due time and will be praised among women.
Wow.
Therefore, go into the town to your
Okay.
Okay, here's a rebellion.
Stop whoring around with the other so-called men out there, right?
Right. Verse 18, she said to me, I will not do so. I will Ooh. Not go into the city, but I Ooh. Will die here. How many
wow.
refuse Yahweh and die in their sins because of unbelief? They've hardened their hearts, their spirit is seared, and they're doomed. What do you do with somebody who says, no, I don't want to do that? It tells you. You shake right. the dust off your sandals and you move on. It's got to be a free will choice or it's fake.
Yes. Okay. I see Greg Howard's in the chat room. So, Greg, call in. I tried bringing you in earlier, and I only get one chance. So if you want to call in, we'll bring you in. Okay.
Yeah, come on, Greg.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we're doing the parable of the weeping woman. And did Yahshua say there'd be wailing and gnashing of teeth?
Gnashing. Right. Oh, yeah. No, not gnashing.
Well, the one thing that's admirable about this woman is that she at least cares for her child. There's so many women today who are so materialistic, they don't even care about their own children. And that's how bad things are getting today, folks. Okay. All right, please continue, Pastor Steve. Where were we at?
We're in verse 19.
Okay.
So I spoke Chapter again 10. To her and said, and this is verse 20, do not do that, but let yourself be persuaded. For how many are the adversities of Zion, speaking of pure Israel?
Yeah.
And be consoled because of the sorrow of Jerusalem.
Now, there's misery loves company. Right?
Verse 21. For you see how our sanctuary has been laid waste, our altar thrown down, our temple destroyed. Verse 22, our harp has been laid low, our song has been silenced, and our rejoicing has been ended. The light of our lampstand has been put out, the ark of our covenant has been plundered, our holy things have been polluted, and the name by which we are called has been almost profaned.
Okay, this brings up an interesting question here, because the Ark of the Covenant was a dynamo, an electronic dynamo, that only the Levitical priests who had cleansed themselves could even get near it without being short-circuited and, you know, electrocuted, right?
Yes.
So I wonder if...
The breach of Uzzah, when he put out his hands to settle the Ark, a static discharge of DC current killed him.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if Yahweh, since he removed himself from the Ark, wherever it is, you know, we don't want to get into dispute about where it is. It definitely still exists, because in Second Esdras, or no, it's in the Book of Maccabees.
Not in this plane. It's been removed.
Okay. So what we see, when it was defiled, because it says here, the covenant is spoiled, that Yahweh must have removed himself from the Ark, thereby, you know, making it plunderable by non-Israelites. I'm just throwing that out there, because who's got it?
He took it away.
Okay.
And they have tried scientifically to recreate it according to the dimensions, and they had to shut the project down.
I heard about that. Sparks were flying. Sparks were flying everywhere.
Oh, man, it was a lot more than sparks, brother.
Okay. All right.
A giant capacitor that stores electricity, and when it discharges, it's lethal.
Yeah.
That's why they used wooden, non-conductive poles.
Right.
And they had to be barefoot, so they were grounded.
Yeah.
And they wore linen garments instead of wool, because wool attracts static electricity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible is scientific.
It is. It is most scientific. Yeah, well, remember...
poo-poo the Bible, but
right?
No.
Okay, crispy critters, as we say. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Let me finish this sentence here.
Yes.
Our children have suffered abuse. Our priests have been burned to death. Our Levium have gone into exile. Our virgins have been defiled.
Oh, man.
And our wives have been ravished.
Yeah.
Our righteous men.
It's talking about right now, folks. It's right now.
Have been carried off. Our little ones have been cast out. Mm. Our young men have been enslaved. And our strong men made powerless.
Wow.
Verse 23, and worse.
Soy boys. Our strong men have become soy boys.
The seal of Zion has been deprived of its glory and given over into the hands of those that hate us.
Oh, man. Deuteronomy 28. Thou shalt be brought very low, and your enemies will be brought very high.
They are the Edomite imposters. And they are claiming our birthright and are liars, because their father is the father of lies.
All right, so the next line says, now therefore shake off thy great heaviness. But how are you going to do that if you love your brethren and concern with them in all of the ways in which they're being destroyed, and they refuse to listen to us? What are we supposed to do, Pastor Steve?
We shake off our great sadness by righteous anger.
Okay.
And we fight.
Amen.
That's what we're
doing. I like that.
We're on the front lines here at EFR every day. We are in the middle of the battle.
Yes.
And our weapons is the sword of truth. The word of Yahweh is our sword.
Yes. As Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, right? And if the Judeos don't do likewise, it's not your fault.
If they want to pray to the Lord.
Right. And Jesus, right?
All right. Therefore, shake off your great sadness and lay aside your many sorrows, so that the Mighty One may be merciful to you again, and the Most High may give you rest, a respite from your troubles. He's speaking directly to us here. go back to Yahweh, and he will bless you, and he will protect you, because if you do not have his protection in what's coming, you will perish. They're supposed to lose 2/3 or more of the earth's population in what's coming up. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I don't know why Greg hasn't called in, but we got 10 minutes left.
Yeah. Okay, maybe.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah. Okay. So, in other words, we shouldn't, what these verses are saying is we shouldn't pine away in our own selves. What Yahshua said when.
We can't sit around. We mourn, but we that are the warriors are mourning in a different manner. We're preparing for the battle to come while remembering the destruction that has been put upon us. And you know what they say about payback.
Right.
Okay. I won't go there, but payback's coming, folks.
Yeah. He who burns tares laughs last.
Yeah, there you go.
That's quite a phrase. Right. Okay, brother. So take heart. Don't let the fact that our brethren are bound and determined to destroy themselves, don't let that affect you. Just keep on keeping on, because that's what Yahweh wants you to do. That's what Second Ezra is. You know, don't get stuck in pity. Don't get stuck in pity mode.
Let me get verse 25 here. While I was talking to her, her face suddenly began to shine. This is a vision, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Her face suddenly began to shine exceedingly. Her countenance flashed like lightning, so that I was too frightened to approach her.
Ah.
And my heart was terrified.
Whoa.
While I was wondering what this meant, verse 26, she suddenly uttered a loud and fearful cry so that the earth shook the sound.
I've heard women scream that way.
When I looked up, the woman was no longer visible to me, but a city was being built.
Ooh.
And a place of huge foundations showed itself.
Revelation 21, anybody?
I was afraid and cried with a loud voice and said, where is the angel Uriel who came to me at first? For it was he who brought me into this overpowering bewilderment. My end has become corruption and my prayer a reproach. And let's stop there. We'll start at verse 29 on the next show.
Okay.
That ends verse 28. And the next is going to be Uriel's interpretation of the vision. So that'll be a good place for us to stop right there.
Yes. Well,
boy.
I was going to go to Revelation chapter 21 anyway with the few minutes we have left. Revelation 21:9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Okay, now, who is the bride, Pastor Steve?
Israel!
Not the church? No. Not believers? Not the rapture crowd?
No.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city which Second Esdras just described, right? The exact same city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. See, we're not going to heaven. Heaven is coming to us, folks. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, because there were no imperfection in it. and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Is there any doubt that the bride is Israel? How can you interpret this any other way, Pastor Steve?
Why cannot?
No. It's clear as crystal, as it says here. The argument is clear as crystal. It's the 12 tribes of Israel, not some stinking church. Even if you translate it as congregation, it's not a congregation necessarily, but and unless you're counting the Israelites, okay? It is an Israelite congregation, not any old congregation. All right? That's what we're being told. All right? And it's amazing to me that this same vision, Esdras, saw this as well as John. Praise Yahweh. It's to say, from the Old Testament to the Apocrypha to the New Testament, we have total consistency that this new city, this Zion coming down from heaven, is the bride of Christ because it's filled with Israelites who are going to run, I believe, not just the planet, Pastor Steve, but I think from this city, from this 12-gated city, we will assume the similar bodies that Yahshua had when he fellowshipped with the apostles after his death and resurrection. Okay.
We will be changed.
We will be changed.
In the blinking of an eye.
Yeah, we will have light bodies. We'll be able to walk through walls. We'll be able to ascend into the dimensions other than this earthly dimension. We will be capable of roaming the universe in these light bodies. And
why not?
Why not? Right? And we'll have a kind of, angelic / earthly existence at the same time. We will be in the best of both worlds simultaneously.
I think we'll be able to go into multiple dimensions.
I believe so too. I believe so too.
Because everything will be revealed to us at that point. We will have passed the quote unquote test.
Yes.
He's looking for the faithful. Those that turn away, those that hesitate, those that are lukewarm, sorry, you're hit.
Right.
Zeal for his house has eaten me up.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Right, right. And so there are people outside the city foursquare.
Yes.
But only those of the 12 tribes, certain members of the 12 tribes, that is 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes, will be allowed into the New Jerusalem. No one else is let in. Now, some will be allowed outside the walls. You know,
says there will be dogs, etc., right, outside the wall. That means right, non-Israelites. That's a derogatory term that they used back then. That's
right.
That's how it is. And see, people think we're haters.
Right.
I hate evil.
That's right.
I hate those that do evil. But I don't necessarily hate everybody. There are people out there that are not of Israel that are decent people.
Yeah.
And I can get along with them. I just realize what they are
right,
and what I am. And they're not us.
That's
no matter
right,
how nice they are, they're not us. And if they are willing to obey Yahweh, even though they are not of Israel, they won't be destroyed in what's coming,
mm-hmm,
but they won't be given eternal life. They're not going to become Israel.
That's correct. That is correct.
Like the woman at the well that touched Yeshua's garment. She wanted her daughter to be healed, and she says, I know I'm a dog.
All right.
So we had mercy on her and healed her daughter.
Amen. Okay.
And we're almost time to go here,
right,
brother.
Yeah.
We got a boogie.
Greg says his Skype got kiked over. So, okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Praise ya. Pass the lampshade. Sorry. The ammunition. See you all next time. Bye-bye.